Summer is so sexy. The warm summer breeze caresses your skin, the days are longer, and we're all wearing fewer clothes. So it is the perfect time to ignite the passion in your relationship and really enjoy the increased intimacy that comes with the season. Well, luckily, Promescent, the trusted brand for enhancing intimacy for both him and her, has the perfect solutions to make this summer sizzle. For him, the Promescent Delay Spray is a game changer. You just put a few sprays on your penis before sex, and you'll be able to last up to 65% longer in bed. Say goodbye to those premature endings and hello to extended pleasure. It's like a secret weapon to keep the party going all night long. And for her, the Promescent Warming Arousal Gel is the key to unlocking new sensations. It's a paraben and hormone-free formula, and it stimulates blood flow on the clitoris. So you just rub it on a few minutes before sex, and it provides this tingling, buzzing, and warming sensation to her most sensitive areas. And that just leads to more arousal and more intense orgasms. Visit Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. You get free shipping, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and discreet delivery. That's Promescent.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. Promescent is your one-stop shop for making this summer unforgettable. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Rachel O'Brien, comedian and host of the podcast Be Here for a While, and we cover a lot, including honest advice for guys about their dating profile pictures, why being single is pretty awesome, why you should love your vagina and stop obsessing over how it looks already, how to be present during sex, and the best ways to meet people IRL in real life. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can have an awesome time on our website because we've got such great content there. If I do say so myself, I'm not writing all the content. We've got amazing bloggers and sex experts and just regular people like all of us writing about their dating, relationship, sex experiences, reviewing toys. You guys are loving it all up. So if you do like one of the posts and you're happy with it, feel free to share with a friend. We love that. You can also easily follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. We do it all. It's at Sex with Emily. And you know what's a good time? We even are doing a lot of Instagram lives during the show. So people can like ask questions. We can interact. You can see all the fun things happening. We give away toys, you know, all the other great reasons to follow people on social media just to waste your life away. Exactly.
Wow, it's
fun. It's good for you. It is fun.
What else? It's good escapism. I like looking at that stuff.
In moderation.
Yeah.
In moderation. So we learn how to still interact with people. But you're right. I find myself dozing. You know, my I fall asleep with my phone sometimes, like nuzzled next to me on my pillow.
Oh, totally.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's
sometimes really sweet. I've dropped my phone on my face before when I'm laying in bed, like on, yeah. like looking at things, and I'm like, well, and then it hit me in the head, and I should probably stop now.
Yeah, right. Then it's time, right? Yeah. When you lose your mobility. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my guest. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel O'Brien. I'm excited that you're here. She's a comedian.
Yes, stand-up comedian.
Stand-up comedian and funny. Like a successful working comedian, not just like I told some jokes, but she's like a successful comedian. She's got a successful podcast. Since you're all in the podcast world, check it out. It's called Be Here for a While, and it's in the top podcast comedy chart. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It is not easy. There's a lot of podcasters, things happening in that world today. And she does stand-up, and she's also on Bravo's hit TV show, Vanderpump Rules, as a side note.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of stuff going
on. I'm like a good background character on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like a choice for you, right?
You're yeah,
like,
no, yeah. it was a choice. Yeah.
How did you, were they like, okay, but let's back up with your story. So you moved here.
From Oregon.
Okay.
Astoria, Oregon. It's a small town. You would not know it unless you've seen The Goonies. That's
yes.
the town.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I did.
Kindergarten Cop. Okay. There's a yeah. few. Oh, there's okay. a few movies that were filmed there.
Got it.
That's all we have. Well, I went to college in Eugene at University of Oregon, and then I moved here. And then, yeah. And I started doing Vanderpump Rules a few years after okay. I lived here.
But were you doing comedy? Like, you were like, that's my thing. Comedy?
I moved here originally just to be an actor. And then I hated waiting for people to tell me yes. Like, I just didn't like not having my job in, like, my own hands. And so then I went to screenwriting school at UCLA. I got a grad degree in that. And I learned quickly I like to write comedies. And so then I wanted to get on stage and test out the jokes that I was writing and all that. And then that's when I got hooked on stand-up.
You were hooked.
Yeah. And then, right. yeah, it got under my skin and I wanted to do it for the
That's
rest of my
happens.
Life.
That's what happens. It's like a drug, right?
It really is.
Comedian friends are like, I was hooked. That was yep. it.
It's a weird feeling. Like, you feel like you can't live without it or something.
Right.
Like, you feel anxious not doing it. But there's some people that like get on stage, they do it and they're like, okay, that was cool. And then they're okay not doing it again or not, right. not doing it for a few months. But if you really get the feeling of like, I don't want to not do this, you're probably meant to be a stand-up.
Right. So what is that feeling? Like, what is that? How did you know? Was it the first time you were up there? Or were you like, oh.
I just liked it. I don't know. I liked getting the laughs. I liked creating something.
Right. It's your own. It's like
yeah.
from your brain, validation, yeah. people connecting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I liked connecting with the audience. A lot of my stuff is self-deprecating. And I feel like I liked making people feel comfortable about their own stories by telling embarrassing stuff that's happened to me.
Right. Like, you really probably don't have a lot of secrets, or there's things that you think I could never say that, and then you say it and it's probably very freeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it's embarrassing. You're like, oh no, but other people are going to feel this way.
Yeah.
Do you test your material with friends first, or you just go up on stage and you're like, I think this is funny?
I do it on stage usually. There's a lot of times that I don't even have a plan. Like, I'll have like a few ideas, and then I'll go to like, I won't do it like on a big show, like a big show that I'm performing with, like the last one I did that was big was like with Judd Apatow, David Spade, and like
Ooh,
cool
God,
people that
I
wanted to and I just really wanted to impress them. So I'm going to do my A material. But if I'm on like a smaller show, I will just test random stuff out. I won't even have a plan. I'll just kind of like maybe have an idea.
Right.
And usually that's how you kind of come up with new bits.
I want to just know your process real quick. Do you write down jokes? Do you talk into your phone? How do you do it?
I write down ideas. And then I go on stage and I'll remember the way I said it, usually. I'll record it, but I oftentimes don't listen to it
right,
back.
I do that too. I've got like a whole thing of recordings.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's painful to listen to yourself back, though. It's like, oh, God, I'm embarrassing.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
What's it like being a female comic in LA?
It's good. I used to not be bitter about it. I feel like I'm a little bitter recently, and I hoped not to stay that way. But I felt really grateful because I think a lot of times, you know, there'll be a lineup and they have to have a woman on it. So it's almost like an incentive to put a woman on the show. But at the same time, there's often times where like it's hard to get spots. It's hard right. as a woman. I don't know why.
I feel like my favorite comics are like, I love women.
Yeah.
Funny. We're funny.
Yeah.
We're out there. So you think that it's more like, is it who you know?
It is a lot of who you know. That doesn't go as far as you would think, because it can also be like, you think like, okay, it's who you know, like, unless they truly are your friend and they're not trying to maybe hook up with you or something, it's who you know if they're truly your friend, I guess.
Right.
That's helpful. Because then,
yeah.
Because a lot of comedy is someone bringing you on the road or booking you on a show. It's not really the comedy clubs that book
That's
you. It's
true.
More outside bookers
if
and people
like,
that kind of bring you up.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Because with everything going on right now in the world with like all these sexual harassment cases,
yeah.
and I'm just wondering like what you just said. And I've been talking about this a little bit on the show, and there's going to be a lot more to unpack over the next lifetime, a few months.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like that way too. Like when I started working, it was always like, with men, for example, like I used to work in politics, actually. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it matters where you work. But yeah. There was these
that sounds like a tough
men.
Industry, though.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. So tough. There is this, well, do you want to sleep with me? Well, they probably do. It's a man. They want to sleep with you. But I know that I'll still have to take this lunch or do this thing and I'm not going to sleep with them. It was kind of like that price is
totally,
doing business.
Totally get that.
Is that how you felt? Like you just, you said
I do with everything in the entertainment industry. I feel that way where it's like, not even just with comedy, with just meetings with right? people. It's like, well, you want to believe them that they're just like interested in you for, and half the time it's like, even if someone makes a pass at you, it's like, I'd say I have a very hard time with trying to figure out if, like, is it creepy or bad that they're doing, or are they just taking a shot because right. they're like every other human that
exactly.
just wants to.
Men and women. You seem, like yeah. you're a beautiful woman. Like, men are going to want to sleep with you. It doesn't mean that, that's nice. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
But we can still do business together and put that aside.
Totally.
Right.
That's, I've always been good at having, like, friends in the industry that don't do that.
That's good to
but
have
sometimes this. It happens. But you don't want to hate on them for it. They just, you know, they took
I know,
a shot.
They drunk usually. Don't you have those guy friends like your yeah. best friends? But when mm-hmm. you're drunk, you want to say,
yeah,
you
you're like,
sleep
oh,
with me sometimes.
All right,
that's
buddy.
Cute.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you kiss them. Yeah. Like, oh, that wasn't good. That's why we're friends. Are you dating now? What do you think about
you know,
dating in LA?
I've been single for like a year. I've always had boyfriends up until this year. And okay. so I've been single for a full year now. I'm so impressed because normally I'm always in like long-term relationships.
That's healthy.
But I'm forcing myself to be single.
Good
and,
for you.
And it's fun. Yeah, I like
fun?
It a lot. Yeah,
so
I'm meeting a lot of cool people.
Are you like, are you kind of like hooking up with people or you're just not in a relationship?
I'm dating a lot. I feel like I don't get past the point of like two or three dates. It's like, okay, it's like fun, but I feel like I don't really get to know anyone.
First of all, how do you meet them? Are you using the apps? Or
yeah,
you-
well, I use, I'm not supposed to say the name of it, but
oh, yeah.
my friend got like kicked off of it by mentioning it once.
Oh, okay. I've
yeah.
heard about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need someone to like recommend you to be on it.
Yeah, but you're like not supposed to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, can we talk about it after and you can recommend me maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go in there and you've met some, it's a celebrity app. Should we not talk
yeah.
about it? Okay.
Well, no, but it's a combination of it's like, I guess their angle is that it's supposed to be like creative types, but there's a mixture of like anywhere from photographers to celebrities to creative execs. I don't know. It's a combination
okay.
of
so
things.
So you go on the app. So that's how you mostly meet people.
Yeah.
You say.
And I then, don't meet people out because I don't do anything other than comedy and I don't really want to date a comic. So
you don't. Why don't you want to date a comic?
Because then if it doesn't work out, then I have to see them in the workplace.
Right. That's bad. Well, what about
we
just
all hang
two comics
the same
together?
Clubs.
Like, are you all like, do you feel like you're tormented? Like, I'm a tormented artist, but I'm not
yeah.
a comic. I feel like comics have this certain breed of like more neuroses or more challenges.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We're crazy. I'm more normal than most.
You seem like totally normal.
Yeah, but I mean, I have to be a little weird
probably.
To be doing it. Yeah.
So you don't want to date other comics, so it's mostly
yeah.
online. And
although I think two comics could date.
They could, right?
I think it could be healthy but then maybe you'd be in competition. I don't know.
Right. That's so awkward if you were someone. I would hate it. To
yeah.
be competitive with someone. That would be tough. But hopefully you'd rise above
Are you
that.
Single?
I am single. Yeah. I mean, I'm always dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been in.
Where are you meeting people? I want to learn how to
so
meet people
say,
not on an app.
I know. I'm meeting people like in real life.
Where do you go?
I know. It's not that I even go out that. I've gone to some conferences lately and I've met some people.
Mm-hmm.
I go to just out with friends, out to dinner.
But how does someone approach you when you're at like a table at dinner?
I don't know. I just talk to people, I guess.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been, to be honest, so just like you said, you took a year off. I've taken about a year off. I'm seriously a year and a half maybe mm-hmm. now. And I always had a boyfriend. I was always in like a serial monogamist. And I thought, and this is the advice that I give everybody, and I hadn't actually done it for this long as successfully. And it's so true that when you break up with someone, it's the perfect time to really be alone with yourself and like,
mm-hmm.
who am I without a partner in my life? Like,
yeah.
what do I like? What do I want? It's fun just to kind of date casually to see like what you're into, what you're not. Because otherwise, if you're going from one to the next, we have no time
know.
To heal in between.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to heal our past relationship and our current ones. So the last guy was like a narcissistic business guy who had no time for you, whatever. Abusive. The next guy is going to be like all about you, and we the pendulum
totally.
Swings.
And
then you're
saying.
Like, oh, this guy is more about me. And then you're like, oh, but he's got all these other problems. So I feel like when you get the space,
yeah,
you step back,
and you can really think about.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I meet people. Friends fix me up.
That seems like a good way.
That's a really good way. And
then is it awkward if you don't end up liking them, and then you have to like be around the friends, and then you're embarrassed if like something didn't
no,
go right?
I feel like you get over it. I feel like it's great to go. Tell all your friends that you're single. Like, not like, hey, guess what? Calling them like, I'm single. But when you're out with them, you might not think to tell them. But if you see this extra line, like, I'm not dating. And if you know anyone, let me know. Because
mm-hmm.
in that moment, they might not be able to think about it. But that night, the next day, they could be like, oh, I've got someone for you. It kind of works. And you don't need a million dates.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of like the whole
I feel like Facebook I mention it to my friends all the time and no one set me up. I don't know. Maybe they're just like, nah, Rachel's not for
They're jealous. Anyone. No, that's not true. Okay, also, saying yes to stuff that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
That's like one of my best pieces of advice that always works because I'm very extroverted. I do like going out, but I just so love my alone time too. Like when people cancel, like my plans canceled tonight, I got so excited. I was like really excited to see my friend, God, but I'm like,
I wish my
plan
would cancel tonight.
No, it's the best
thing I have
ever.
A dating app date tonight. I'm you sure do? He's nice. I just am not, no, not I know. It's in a whole the mood thing. Right now.
Right?
To go. But I'll figure it out. I'll have drink enough that I'm going to enjoy it.
Do you think? Okay, so what I was going to finish my one thing is that you say yes to all those weird invitations that you wouldn't normally go to. That was my tip. Like you just like, okay, I'm going to go to this barbecue, even if I don't want to. Okay, back to this. How can you tell right away, like walking in this restaurant tonight, how much do you know about this guy ahead of time?
Not much, really. I did cold call him, which I think is like a little creepy for people because it's normally like via text. And then I was like, we forgot to respond to his texts, and then I could tell he was getting insecure about it, and like, and then I just forgot, and so I called him, and his voice sounded pleasant, so at least there's that. I don't know.
You can't tell till you see him, right? Do you think you know right away, like when you walk in, are you going to be like,
No, I'm someone that someone can grow on me.
Same.
Yeah.
Women are more like that.
Yeah, someone can grow on me because you never really know. Well, because we're not as visual as men. Like I think a guy can be like, I don't like what's happening, like looks wise, and then they can like write someone off. But someone could grow on me, even if they're not perfect looks wise.
So true. Not about that. I'm like, do we connect? Are you smart? Like being like a sapiosexual.
Yeah.
About their mind.
What does that mean?
It means like if you're attracted to someone's mind.
Okay. I've been wondering what that meant.
Yeah, it's a good word, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it some kind of weird kinky thing?
But it
it's
just
like,
means you're into someone's mind.
I'm like, I'm more attracted to, I've always been that way. I've never been like the guy with the, I remember like in fourth grade, my friends had pictures of like, they would send these things of like all these posters and catalog pictures of guys they had crushes on and they loved, and they'd be like, I love this guy with abs. Fourth grade, I was like, I've never in my life been attracted to someone just because of them.
Yeah, and I'm all set on abs.
Your brain, man.
I don't need the abs.
I don't want the abs. If you're spending more time at the gym than me, like that's not interesting.
I don't need that
at all.
It kind of bugs me a little bit.
I know.
Right? Or maybe it's just because I've never had abs, but like, I don't need someone to like be perfect. Like I don't need all that.
Right. It's pressure.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's good. You can rule out the abs. Can you say that in the apps? Like no abs, please.
Yeah.
No smokers, no abs.
Yeah. No smokers, no abs. I don't need a shirtless photo on any photo that you post online.
Can we tell this as a public service announcement to men? Let's talk about, I don't want to see a shirtless photo. I don't even want to see a tank.
Yeah.
Tank top.
Tank.
Like with your muscles. I just don't. Yeah. Guys do not know filters, and it's sweet because I'm glad that they don't know as many filters, but they always have their earbuds on with the phone facing them.
Ugh.
Like in a weird, they take the selfie or they're at the gym pumping
on. And it's so intense. When girls take selfies, it is intense. I can acknowledge it. But when guys do it, it's just kind of like, it makes me uncomfy a bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, swipe if I see your body, which is, but here's the other thing. I don't also want to discourage those men because there probably are some women who would prefer to see what the body.
So, I think there's a way to trick it though, where it's like, it doesn't look so obvious. You're not like in the photo, like lifting up your shirt, showing your abs. Like somehow do something athletic maybe in a photo so that we can kind of see it, but it's not totally
like
spelled out.
Yeah. Kind of like the side boob, but
the
male, the equivalent of the male side boob, maybe the side ab.
I'm encouraging manipulation a little bit, but I
like
think
it. It's good to see it, but not so obvious that you like were pumping and you love yourself more than I could ever could. You said that with the texting that this guy started getting a little bit weird about the texting, or you were taking too long. So let's talk about texting and all this stuff, because I just, sometimes I'm rushed, right? Like I'm funny, it can be quippy, but sometimes, especially when you're juggling people or you're planning, I'm just like,
sometimes
what
you
time?
Just want to write, ha ha.
Right.
Or, what time? Like, what's the plan?
I don't have time to be.
I'll meet you in person and we'll figure it out then.
Right. But even after, though, then that's you meet him and you like him. It's a whole thing thinking about, you know, I don't know. Do you play rules? Do you have rules around texting? Not rules, but like where you won't text back or double text?
When I was first single, I was obsessed with reading all these like dating blog things. And I was like, I'm going to follow these and then someone will love me. And then I sort of realized that just be yourself, I think, eventually works out fine. You can only withstand that for so long, like the trying so hard. It's almost like people that go on like really extreme diets. They're like, I'm paleo. And it's like, okay, cool. You're going to do that for 2 months and then you're not going to be able to withstand that because it's not fun.
Right, exactly. So not fun. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
You go.
So I was very intense about following rules and I kind of gave up on it.
Right. I think
I don't know
good.
If it's just because I gave up, but yeah.
Like my friend, I didn't even know about these I know about them, but I would never think to follow them. And my friend was like, took my phone one day. This was years ago, but she's like, look how much he wrote and look how much you wrote with all your words and all the texting. And I'm like, what is it? I understand maybe it could be a little much, but I've got a lot to say. I talk a lot. So I don't know.
I don't know. You'll know if you're being too much. I think someone will like,
just be you. I feel like the right person will,
unless you're being a total psycho, which I'm sure you're not. I'm saying not any of us, I think you'll know if it's too much. You can read it if like the person isn't into it, and it's fine.
What would be like a deal breaker? Is there anything a guy could do, or has this happened where he texted you or you met him and you were like, nope, this will never work?
I don't like laziness.
Oh.
I don't know why that bothers me so much.
Lazy like they don't have a job, or lazy they come over and watch Netflix for 3 days?
If I can just figure it out on like the first date that they're just like lackadaisical with their work ethic or something. I don't know. That bothers me.
No, I get it. You want someone who's driven. Yeah. That makes total sense.
I don't need them to be loaded, but I would prefer someone driven.
On a path.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like if they're still trying to figure it out or they're not sure. Yeah. Yet. I mean, it's okay to still figure it out, but they're motivated to figure it out. That makes sense. Okay. So what about in this single period you have now? Are you having sex? Are you fooling around? Are you?
Yeah. I was more active again with the first few months of being single, and now not quite as much.
Okay.
Like I just got bored.
I don't know. What do you do? You with friends?
I mean, I still go on dates, but like it just doesn't progress past.
Oh yeah. What do you think that is? Is it you not wanting the third date, or they don't want the third date? Both?
It depends on the, I've had many different scenarios. There's been many situations where the guy's been more into me than I've been into them. And there's been many situations where I'm more into the person or something weird happens. And
Yeah. That always happens.
Yeah.
Right. Like, do you have rules around that? Like, would you sleep with someone when you first met them?
I don't think there should be a rule on that one. I think it can go both ways, because I think girls think like, okay, you know, you should hold out because then they'll eventually like you more. But then there's also many cases where people have slept together on the first date and ended up together.
Yeah,
I think it depends on what your intention is. I think if your intention is to hold out to get them to like you, if it's like almost a manipulative tactic, that's not going to work. But if you truly are just holding out because that's just who you are, I think they'll appreciate that. And that's fine. Right. But also, if you feel like doing it on the first date, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. Typically, yeah, I agree that if you are really feeling it and you're in your right mind, you're maybe not too drunk, because that's sometimes we make bad choices around sex, that why not wait? Like, to me, that attraction, the arousal, that newness of meeting someone is so exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's getting all hot and you want, like, well, just wait a little bit, see if I actually like you. And it's not just these.
So you think people should wait?
I think that if you can wait, you can handle it. Why not wait? Mm-hmm. Why not stretch this out? Because so many women will report that, and I think men too, that the teasing and the newness and the arousal and the initial attraction is the hottest part. Then like, sure, having sex right away because you can't help it is great, but why not like see there's chemistry and like I'll see you next week? Why not wait? Like, who's ever like, oh, I wish I didn't wait? And here's the other thing that's been frustrating me lately. I've heard from women who are like, if I slept with them, we'd probably still be together. Or they're like afraid not to sleep with guys because they think that that's like their duty or their job.
Yeah.
Not a lot of women, but some women feel
I don't
that
think
way.
You're going to lose someone by not sleeping with them. I guess you risk more maybe by sleeping with them too soon than you do. Because like who's...
I don't know. They're like, oh, well, I thought maybe he thinks that I'm prude. I don't know. This is just...
I guess it depends on the intention, though.
Understand your body when you're ready, all that stuff. I want to shout out to my amazing sponsors, and I have a great story about one. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low-net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. So what about food? Are you meeting for a drink or for dinner? I kind of want to come.
It's
not a plan. I just want to watch.
Feel free. Maybe no, you'll hit
what
it
do you do? Drinks or dinner? What do you do?
Normally you say drinks like on the first date, but like he chose Javier's as a place to go. That's okay. A new Mexican place at Century City Mall. And so that sounds like dinner. It doesn't sound like a drinks thing, but yeah. I don't know. I mean,
he'll be hungry.
Yeah. I mean, I love a free meal.
Who doesn't love a free meal? Well, because you assume he's going to pay, which he probably should.
Probably. I don't know. But I'm happy to pay myself. Right, but
I get it. That's good. I hope you have a
lovely day. Now he's going to listen to this podcast at some point and be like, wow, she just wanted a free meal. And now I sound like a dick.
No, but women, okay, not everyone wants a free meal, but yeah. We go into it like, I think it's a way of
talking yourself into it.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, I don't want to have too high of expectations.
Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, I had a good meal.
Yeah.
I met someone new.
Yeah.
Are you ultimately looking for like a long-term relationship where you want like kids and family and stuff like that?
I don't think about it that often, but I have really normal parents that have been married and I'd like something like that.
Okay. Good. Yeah. All right. I think you should have that. We have emails from the listeners. I want you to help me answer them.
All right.
But first I'm going to ask you some quickie questions.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. What's your biggest turn on?
Jesus. Oh, balls. Confidence and drive.
Biggest turn off?
Laziness.
See, we already covered a lot of it. Yeah. Craziest place you've gotten busy?
Got to think about this. There's got to be a good one somewhere. Come on, Rachel, have a memory. How much vodka have you drank in your life that you can't remember this?
Maybe not too
crazy. There's got to be somewhere cool, but I don't know. I can't think of it.
Maybe it's a bucket list.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
All right. So that's a goal.
Okay. So what's the one thing that you wish you could tell your all future partners about your body's needs? Is there one thing you're like, I wish they touched my elbow?
I like manly men. I don't want anyone to be like too. I like people being like gentle with me, but I don't need like, I don't know. I'd like.
You want him to pick you up and throw you against the wall sometimes.
That'd be nice.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there. I hope he does listen. I hope he throws you against the wall. Okay, let's go into some emails. Okay, we're talking to Rachel O'Brien, BTW, and you got to check out her podcast. It's all on iTunes. It is Be Here for a While. But how do you feel about podcasting? You've been doing it for how long?
Year and a half almost. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. You're good. I like it. It's funny. You got a good guest. You're a good interviewer. It's like just rolls. It's funny, casual.
I think it's a good way to meet people as well. And I don't know, like I already feel like I'm connected with you now after this. And I think it's a nice way to
come on your date stuff. Yeah, we'll make Hello Fresh together. We're neighbors. I know. I love it. It is good.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. You're doing well.
Thank
Success.
You.
I love it. Okay. So we're going to talk about vaginas now. But wait, no, the first question is about
nice
vaginas.
Nice segue. And vaginas. No, I kind of liked the segue. It made me laugh.
That's a good segue. Okay. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, that's amazing. It's really easy to ask me a question. Just text Ask Emily one word to 797979. That's Ask Emily to 797979. And you receive a short form where you easily enter your question, contact details. And then if you want me to call you, you just check the yes in the form. We do some call shows.
I call some of my listeners too.
You do? It's fun, right?
Yeah. If they like send me an email, they need some advice and it's like a really long email, I'm like, I can't be bothered to respond to all of that. That's confusing. And I will just be like, send me your number. I'll call you. And I call them.
That's so fun. That's good material, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do that too. Yeah. I love it. So you can ask a question also on the Sex with Emily website via the Ask Emily tab. As always, include your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Okay, now on to vaginas. Hello, Emily. I'm a new listener, and I'm finding your podcast so inspirational, motivational, and empowering. I love it. You talk about how every vagina is different and beautiful. I don't like what mine looks like, and I've looked into procedures to change it. I watch porn.
That's
sad. I know. I watch porn, and while I try not to compare myself and my vagina to what I'm seeing, it's hard not to. I've been seeing a new guy for 6 months now and things are pretty great, except I'm totally in my head when he goes down on me. I'm constantly thinking about what my vagina looks like and comparing it to other vaginas that I haven't even seen. What can I do to get out of my own head to enjoy oral sex and feel comfortable with my vagina? Keep doing what you're doing, Gabby 25, Iowa. Gabby.
Gabby, you're fine. The guy's just excited to see a vagina.
Exactly.
And everything, someone's going to have a different preference on what they like, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure you have different preference on different penises, but the
yes.
guys are just so happy to be doing things that they're not going to... Who's really looking that far into it?
I know. Well, I'm so glad you're saying this because Gabby's 25 years old. Maybe the initial way she learned about sex is through porn. And mm-hmm. so the problem is there's a lot of women and men, but let's talk about the women for a minute, is that they're seeing these vaginas that are in porn and they think they all need to look that way. Now, remember, there's certain camera angles. It's not that every vagina like looks the same. Like they yeah. shave them, they bleach, they do all these different things. And there's
probably edit them. There's probably some sort of Instagram filter where you can make them smaller or whatever.
Prosthetic vaginas. Oh, I'm sure. Like it's not even a real vagina, okay? But first of all, so what you got to do, Gabby, is this really starts with you. I want you to learn to love it. Like love, love, love your vagina because porn is just, it's okay. And I have no problem with you watching porn. I think it can be great to get inspired, get turned on, masturbate, but do your research, really. I mean, I want you to just like really do your research on your, first of all, on your own body and look around. There's some great sites too. I don't have them on me, but like where you can actually look at all these different vaginas on the planet. There's every single woman is different like snowflakes. There's not any two vaginas that are the same. I mean, of course not. Yeah. It's your vagina and it works and it gives you pleasure.
And additionally, it's not something you can change really. So you might as well accept whatever it is.
Exactly.
It's like, I'd like to be taller. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I can't really change that.
It's not going to happen. Right. I can wear heels, but right. So your vagina is fine. And so she's got to get out of her head. And I really want you to like get to know your vagina, Gabby. And what I mean by that, this might be uncomfortable at first, but some of the greatest tools for self-confidence in and out of the bedroom that I can give to women and that I share with women is that you really have to learn your own body and what makes you feel good. And that is like self-love, masturbation. And it doesn't come easy for a lot of women. Like not only masturbation, like we're busy, we're not into the mood, but even finding like your own orgasms, and we expect like our partners to come in and just know everything about our bodies. Mm-hmm. But once you really masturbate, you become a master of your own body and you'll be like, I've got this amazing machine in my body and I love it. I'm not sure how your sex is or what you're doing, but it sounds like Gabby, she's not comfortable with them going down on her. She's in her head.
Yeah.
So the more that you also look
get comfortable
at, get
with
comfortable
it,
with it, you're going to feel better. Yeah. And look in the mirror. I know this is, you're all going to like, oh, I'm not going to do it. Take a mirror when you're masturbating, set the light. You should also really like set the atmosphere for yourself. Candles, music, whatever you do when you're getting into your routine, your masturbation routine or your self-love routine. And like, take a look at it. And you could at first be like, oh, what? Women are weird looking at it. But you'd be like, wow, it's really beautiful. Like, let me look at like the lips and the labia and when I touch it in these different places, that turns me on. Or your clitoris, you can notice it. It's like hidden underneath the hood for some women. And just everybody's different. So I think that you don't know this body. I feel like you're disconnected like a lot of women are, Gabby. And once you just really learn to like embrace it, you're gonna feel better about it.
I would also add one note too.
Yes.
That I've heard a lot of girls say that they feel like they have to, because I think it's because they are self-conscious, they have to perform more in bed, and I think that that takes you out of the moment because you're just like, I hope I look cool right now, or I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
And I think that it's probably more enjoyable if you're just enjoying
exactly
it. Like if you're
that
just
is
present.
Such a good point. That is a great point. In fact, enthusiasm. So when I ask this to men too, these questions like, what do you love? The number one thing, like women, a lot of women say confidence. It's like enthusiasm. So when you are in your body and you're feeling, and he's going down on you or whatever, you're having sex and you are so like in the moment, you're not in your head, but you're feeling your body, you're feeling connection to your partner. That is the biggest turn on. And it's a feedback loop. So you're going to get more turned on because he's going to be turned on because he knows that you're not like sitting there frozen. Like, is he looking at my large labia or whatever it is that you're in the moment. And it's hard sometimes. We're all in our heads, but it is true that women sometimes mimic what they see in porn and they're like thinking that I need to moan that way or move that way. And no, you do you. There's no right way to
have
sex.
You need a stiff cocktail and just have a good time.
Exactly. Okay. Hey, Emily, I've been listening to your show for a few months and I can't get enough. My boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years and couldn't be happier. Our sex life is beyond awesome and we're both very adventurous. There's just one thing. My partner has pretty severe ADHD. Sometimes he'll get impatient or impulsive and cut the foreplay short. His heart is in the right place, and I know he truly wants to give me everything I need, but the tendency to get right to it is starting to bother me. I've communicated politely that I want more foreplay, and he's trying, but he still has a tendency to lose focus and jump straight to intercourse. Any mechanisms or advice to help him focus in the bedroom? Thank you, Jen, 21, New York. So I first read this the other day, and we were prepping. I'm like, okay, ADD. And I'm reading it going, no, honey, he's just a man. He's just a young man who's not, I mean, maybe it's ADD, but most guys who are having sex for, you know, early on, they don't know. They haven't listened to the show yet. 21.
Oh, he's young.
They don't know that you require foreplay, that it's not a suggestion, like you need to be warmed up. So they just jump right to your your pants. Like, mm-hmm. right? Is this your biggest bummer when guys, like, they don't even... Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
You, you're like, what happened to my boobs?
Yeah.
Can you, like, just take a pit stop and, like, play with my breasts?
Grab
and
a boob.
Grab a boob for a second. Like, more than a second.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have to perfunctory, like, oh, I kiss your neck, kiss your... The pants come off. So I believe that he is...
I'm guessing it's the age thing.
I think it's the age thing, too, although, gotta be honest... This is for sure the age thing, but unfortunately, some men never learn this lesson. And I want you guys listening right now who are going, oh, I don't do that. I know you're listening. I want you to really think about it. Like, how much time did you really spend on board? And I don't mean like, oh, I went down on her for 3 minutes. Because like that literally doesn't count.
Yeah.
You could have got out and got me a glass of water, made me a snack in 3 minutes. Like that would have been more effective than a 3 minute oral licking or something. So I feel that... My number one sex tip always to men is just to slow everything down. And so I believe that he just doesn't know. So I feel like you got to tell him, babe, I love having sex with you.
And are they rushed or something? Because that could be it too. I don't know.
No, here's what happens. I think that for a lot of men, young men, that they are so, this is my theory, that they're so excited to be having sex that it's taken them a long while to get there. A lot of women shut them down, and when they think the door's open, they're like, it's like when the garage
close
is closing,
yeah.
and you're running out before you know the opener.
Their mind.
Like, I gotta go in, It's gonna close. It's closing. Gotta go in, and I feel like they don't know, like
that's
if they don't get in quickly.
Hilarious theory.
Yeah, I think it's kind of true.
And God, you should do stand up and use that because that's a great joke.
I have some stand up sex jokes. I do. I always thought it'd be fun.
It's actually really, it's probably true and very funny.
Part of me because what I do is like the way I tell. We'll talk about stand up. I'll help people talk podcasting and stand up. But I do think it's like no. Like I want to have I want to get this in, and I just feel like they don't. It's education.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's ADD.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. I think it's, I think your theory's right.
Yeah. And you got to tell him, too, again, that here's the other thing when we take
to cut him a break, I guess. I don't.
Don't be harsh.
Yeah.
Because you could tell a guy one thing and women one time, like, that sucked, or you didn't go down on me right. And they, like, literally in their 40s are like, this one woman when I was 22 said this thing. So you really want to be kind. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's a horrible sex. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, babe, I like having sex with you. You're great. And I just think it's really hot when we make out for a while before we have sex. And you touch my nipples.
You're smart
my
to phrase it like that. I've read that kind of thing before. If you phrase it in a way that it, like, if you're not like demanding something of someone or telling them they're doing something wrong, that's what shuts people down. I think phrase it in a way like, hey, I really like when we make out for a long time, and maybe that triggers like, oh, she'd like me to do that more, instead of like, you never make out with me for a long time before we hook up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that I've ever been able to successfully accomplish being nice
hard.
Like that, but
it's hard. But the thing is like, you're not, it's a compliment sandwich. So you're like, I love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That feels so great when we make out for 10 minutes. And I thought maybe next time we have sex, we could make out and like you could slowly take off my clothes.
Yeah.
Boom. He knows. And then every time he does that, you're like, that was felt really great tonight when you.
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement.
Again, not that I've ever been able to do that. Normally,
so
I think
learning.
I'm more of a yeller, but.
Right. Hence no third date. But tonight's going to be so different. God, you're learning. This is going to be great. Will you call me after?
I hope so.
Can we have another email? Hey, Emily, I'm a new listener and I love your show. I'm having some boyfriend and post breakup issues and thought you could help. After breaking up a few months ago with my boyfriend of 4 years, we both slept with one person each. Yes, we're that annoying post-breakup couple that still tells each other everything. During the break, he started improving the things that made me unhappy, like working on his health, body, and motivation. We recently started hanging out again. Things progressed, and we've decided to give it another go and make it official. Right after this, I think I made a huge mistake. My boyfriend went out of town. I went to drinks with work friends and ended up drinking a lot and hooking up with a bartender who was friends with my work group. I feel really bad about what I did and I'm grappling with whether or not I should tell my boyfriend. I know he would end it with me. Thanks, Allie, 24, Las Vegas.
So they broke up and got back together
like
right away?
Yeah, they broke up, got back together. They started hanging out again. They decided to give it a go and he went out of town like the next day.
Okay.
And she hooked up with a guy.
And she's asking if she should tell him?
Yeah. I don't think you should.
Yeah, that one's tough. It depends on if it's going to hurt him more than... Like if you're a person that's going to do that often, probably tell them so they know that they're with someone that's a bad person.
Right. Or is that honest, right?
But that one's tough. If it's a one-time thing and it seems like there was a gray area, it's like, why would you just hurt someone's feelings? I've always thought that, like... I mean, I prefer to people to be honest, but like if it's something I don't need to know about and it's not, you're not a serial killer and a terrible person and like a cheater, maybe if there's gray area, I don't need to know.
Right. I think so too. I feel like this one-off experience, not like you had an affair, like a love affair with some guy going ongoing for a few months. It was a one-off thing. You were drunk at a bar. You guys just got back together. And so I think it would hurt him more and he would never be able to get over that. And I know that people might, I don't care, you disagree with me. And I'm saying this is a one-off thing and it's fine. As long as you, Allie, like take a good look at yourself. Are you ready to get back with this guy? Like maybe, you know, you actually, I know he's making all these improvements as, you know, all our exes always look great when we break up with them. But are you really ready?
Do you think maybe she's not?
I don't know. You were drunk with some friends. It just happened. Like nothing just happens. I mean, you must have known you were out. And so I'm just saying, I don't think that you necessarily need to tell him, but I think that you should
take a look, Emily.
Yeah. Take a look at this and see, do I really want to get back together with him? You can move slow. Mm-hmm. Like you said that you guys said you're giving it a go again. Why don't you like casually kind of just see each other once a week and build up to it? Mm-hmm. So this might be a revealing. Because
that could be, it could be a telling point that maybe it was too soon.
Exactly.
Very smart, Emily. I didn't think of that.
That's what I do here. We do advice. Okay, we got one more. Hi, Emily. My sister's best friend and myself are both mutually interested in each other, and I want to take our relationship to the next level. She is a child and says she doesn't want a formal relationship. Further, she feels that doing anything with me would mean she's going behind my sister's back. How do I introduce her to the idea of just being friends who casually have sex? Do I just come out and say it? Do you think I should share my feelings with my sister? Thank you, Gilbert, 28, San Francisco. Oh, Gilbert. You think by telling this woman that you just want to be casual FWBs that your sister's going to be cool. Either way.
It's hilarious. Gilbert, you're a nice kid, but that's not. I don't know how you approach that.
No. Like, here's the thing. She's a child who's in a relationship. Well, here's the thing. She has a child and she doesn't want a formal relationship and she feels doing anything. Why can't you tell your sister? I don't understand. It's your sister's best friend. If it's your sister and her best friend, I'm assuming you get along and that she'd be like, cool.
Go at it with my brother. Yeah, do we feel like she needs a side piece or is, I don't know what he's sensing that it can be like a friends with benefits thing.
Because she said she's not looking for a formal relationship.
And so he...
Can't you just start dating her and just say like, let's
Gilbert, I need more info. Are you in love with her and you're trying to date her and you're just casually sending this email trying to say... Hey, like I could start with just being, you know, the friends with benefits thing.
Well, she thinks, I don't know. I don't know either. We need more information because he's saying that she doesn't want a relationship and she thinks it's going behind the sister's back. And he's like, well, let's just be friends with benefits. Should I tell my sister? I think, yes. Tell the sister.
She could additionally just be making excuses because she's not interested.
That's a good point, too. She might not be into you either. We don't know.
We don't know. Gilbert, we need more info.
Yeah. Gilbert, I would say don't trip. I'd say be honest with your sister. Like, honesty is always the best policy. You think your sister probably already doesn't know. She probably already does.
And why would your sister care? Right. Doesn't she want her brother and her friend to be happy?
Yeah, her best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be psyched, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Why not? Here's my issue. Have you had this in the dating world here, Rachel, that... Okay, I'm cool with casual sex. I've done a lot of different variations of relationships, committed, open, FWB.
Yeah.
But there's something
What's FWB mean?
Friends with benefits.
Oh, got it.
There's something to leading up with it. Like, hey, when you see him, like, let's set the parameters for what we're going to be before we even know each other.
Yes, I think that's discouraging.
It is discouraging. It's like, there could be something more or less. We don't know yet, but... Why would you just say friends with benefits when you're not even really friends yet? And why would you even try to like truncate the whole thing? Like let it unfold.
Yeah, you don't know yet. Unless we don't know how close they are. It doesn't sound like...
I know. People don't talk
I've
enough.
Done an awkward like word vomit thing twice, I think now, since I've been single, where someone wants to hook up with me too early on and I'll just be like, all right, fine, I guess we'll probably never see each other again, but sure. Like it's just like a weird thing like...
And do you say that to them? And then
Yes, I do. And it's weird. I think it is strange for them. And
because you're not into them or because you're just kind of...
Because I'm thinking like, if I hook up with someone too soon, they're probably never going to talk to me again. So then I just weirdly blurt something out like that.
Right. So it's kind of like sabotaging in a way or saying like...
Yeah. So I guess I might be guilty of that.
Right.
Although it usually did extend for a long time. There are people I hung out with for a while after that. But... Don't set yourself up for the same mistakes I have, Gilbert.
We've all done it.
Yeah.
I've done it too. I've been like, what is this going to mean? Are you seeing other people? Like, does this mean that we just met? Could this be a bad thing? And then I just realized that I just tried to, I don't think that anybody knows.
Yeah.
So I feel like nobody knows how we're going to feel about someone we just meet them. So to start saying like, I feel like I can't do this or that with you or, you know, I think we intellectualize someone and we think, okay, well, it can't work because you live in Venice and I live over here. It can't work because of this.
It's
or
like,
you
let them decide. Well, like, just
let it flow. Yeah. Don't try to set all these parameters and name it before you even.
Yeah, I had someone recently who we had a very good connection on the first date. Second date, like, really good connection. And we didn't hook up or anything, but like, we kissed. Very good. Second date. Like, halfway through the date, he all of a sudden blurted out, like, I really need to take things slow. And I was so offended. I was like, did I tell you I wanted to take them fast?
Right.
Like, it's weird, I think, to put parameters on something before it's anything.
Yeah. You're like, you mean we shouldn't order dessert yet? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't. Did I tell you I wanted to? What indication did I give you that made you think that? Like, it's just weird.
It is weird. And I think, though, that some people say this, men and women would say this because maybe they've gotten hurt in the past and someone said you should really start setting boundaries. So what I also want to say is that actions speak louder than words. So sometimes people could say, I'm not looking for a relationship or let's take it slow because they're trying to protect themselves. Maybe in the past they jump in too quickly and that when you're actually with someone, other things can happen. Once you guys get together and the chemistry and your connection, you have no way of knowing. Maybe you thought you never wanted a relationship and who knows? This is the one. So I think that we all are just in our heads a lot trying to figure people out when we don't haven't actually experienced them yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think. That's what we all think. Right, Rachel? That's what we got time for. This was fun.
This was very fun.
I know. Any questions for me? Any sex questions come up while we're here? Like that you've got or dating? Because
I'm
your girl.
Do I have any dating questions? I mean, that last one was weird, but I didn't handle it well. The whole when he said it thing. I was very offended.
Seeing him again, right?
I did not see him again because I didn't handle it well. But I don't know how I was supposed to handle it.
What happened?
I didn't get like mad. I was just very like confused and like I don't.
Oh, because he said let's slow this down.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Maybe
Nothing was like I
like, slow.
We're just
down.
Literally sitting next to each other at a bar, and he like was holding my hand and said it, and I was yeah. It was like someone told him that like you need to set boundaries.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
but here's the other thing I would say. Then maybe you think you handled it wrong. I think we're afraid of being hurt. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have abandonment issues. You know, we want like things to be certain, and if they're not, we just hold our hearts. We really don't want to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So in that moment you were like, whoa, I'm done. And I'm sure many people have done the same thing. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about, buddy? Like, fine, take it slow. You think that you get to decide this. But I think that what we also do is we jump to conclusions and we assume things.
Yeah.
So right now it's like maybe he wouldn't even realize that he was saying it out of this other place. Like maybe his buddy said to him or his therapist, I just hear that, I know this, like, set boundaries. And it wasn't even about that, but we have these reactions. So I never think it's too soon in a relationship to like, even if you're at a dinner, be like, what did you mean by that? Like, because I think we think you can't, or there's a certain time. But in the moment, something's weird, you can be like, I'm confused by that. Because we're just sitting here, it might have been for an interesting conversation rather than just letting it go. So maybe next time you're just like, weird question, I'm not going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Or I'm having joy.
Well, I didn't ignore it.
Question. Oh, right. What'd you say? You said, fine.
I got like, really awkward about it. I was like a little drunk, so I can't quite remember exactly what I said, but I remember it being very awkward.
Right.
Like, I just remember being like, I was so taken aback. I didn't know I was.
You're like, you'd be lucky if this.
Yeah, probably. Right, probably something annoying like that.
I get triggered like that too. And then you find that most people don't even know what the hell they're saying. They're just trying to we're all trying to protect our hearts.
Yeah.
Dating is not easy.
It's not easy.
The best. I know. But you're smart, beautiful.
Thank you. So are you.
Funny.
Thank you.
It's all going to work out. Tonight, maybe, even. I wonder what you'll do tonight that will be different from this. Maybe there'll be something you heard today. But we're going to get you some sex toys. You have never used one.
Nope.
Do you masturbate?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. So this will be interesting for you. I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Because I think women, the more orgasms we have, the better we feel. It's true.
Yeah.
Our mind, our mood. Like, you're like, oh, creatively.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to get you some orgasms in a box before you go. Okay, RachelO'BrienComedy.com. But it's RachaEl.
Mm-hmm. And my Twitter and Instagram is Rachel N. O'Brien.
Okay, Rachel N. O'Brien.
My middle initial's in there. It reads like Rachel N. O'Brien.
Okay, got it. Rachel N. O'Brien.
Yeah.
And her podcast, Be Here for a While. Check out her podcast. It's
Thank
good
you.
Times.
Appreciate it.
And
I got to have you on mine.
I would love to come on your podcast.
I would love that.
Let's do that.
100%.
We'll talk sex. It'll be fun. We'll talk whatever. I already see this happening.
Like
okay, everyone, check it out. And all your information will be on the podcast, on the show notes. So,
Thank you for
having me. Thanks to my amazing team. Thank you for being here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.